Welcome everyone to the conference finals of the 2023 Sports Charts edition. How's everyone doing tonight? We have Scott Mai and Vit Mai tonight. The whole crew.
Man, doing good, man. How y'all doing?
Doing good, doing good.
Good, good. Before we start, we want to recap last week's disappointing loss from the Cowboys and the 49ers. Well, actually there was multiple upsets to me. I definitely didn't think the Bills and the Bengals, the Bills would lose, or as lose as bad. And then, of course, every year we get our hopes up with the Cowboys, and they just didn't show up.
Yeah, I lost some money on the Cowboys too. I thought that they would win this game, but it looked the same terrible ending as last year, where they just last play is just, what are you doing?
It's Dak, man. I'm telling you, it's time to move on from that man. 7 years, and I mean, we can't just stick around with him, and he just can't. I mean, I don't know if you watched the game, but there was a couple of times he should be hitting that long ball easy, and he's just scared to make them deep throws, man. He's only comfortable with throws about 15 yards or less, and then his pocket presence is poop. Like, as soon as he feel a little bit of pressure, he is too happy feet, and then he don't have the speed.
I don't know if you remember this play, but on the last possession, he was in the end zone. He almost got a safety. He ran to the right and just try to shove the defender out the way like he was somebody. I was like, what are you doing, man? You almost took a safety.
Exactly.
Risky move. Throw the ball at me, though. Risky move.
Crazy.
The more shocking is that defensive end, you know, instead of tackling him, he just tried to, you know, shove him. It's like, dude, wrap up and tackle him. That would have been a safety right there.
What are you doing? Well, we got Dak. We got Zeke, who has no vision, no explosiveness anymore.
None. He's good. He's good for third and one. He can barely get that sometimes.
Yeah. As soon as he see the first defender, he's not making him miss. He's lowering his shoulder into him. Yeah, I don't know what happened to Zeke, man, but he's different.
And then, unfortunately, the whole parlor going down, hopefully he can bounce back, because he's definitely that explosiveness that the Cowboys still needs to keep around.
Yeah, but I don't think he's a number one, though, or else they would have made him a number one by now. I see him being a good compliment still. We still need a number one running back.
Yeah, as far as Dak, to me, they just signed him to a long-term extension at $50 million a year. They can't get rid of him. I mean, the cap hit, they have to keep him for at least two more years and then, you know, potentially get rid of him. But they're on the hook, man.
What about the trade? I mean,
who's going to take Dak for $50 million a year?
Is it 40 or 50? I think it's 40.
Is it 40? Okay. Even at $40 million a year, would you pay for Dak $40 million? Because I've always said Dak is an above average quarterback. I mean, what is Kirk Cousins making? Because they're in the same league. They're above average, but they're not franchise quarterbacks, and they won't
around the same.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, and then also, you know, people say, you know, get rid of Dak. Okay, get rid of Dak. But who's gonna replace him?
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, yeah.
Lamar Jackson.
Have to give up some draft capital for that too.
Well, he's gonna be a free agent, so pay him the 50.
Oh yeah, that would be interesting.
Pay him the 50, and then they take Dak for the 40. I don't know.
Well, maybe Baltimore would take him if they knew that Lamar was gone, no matter what.
We should trade Dak for Lamar. That would be ideal.
We would love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think the Ravens is in a position to pick up that heavy contract, especially for a middle tier player. They would rather just pay all that money for Lamar. So that's just unrealistic, but that would be nice.
Yeah. Plus Lamar. Yeah. They drafted him. He's top five quarterback to me. I think they're going to keep him.
Yeah. But the thing is he's pissed because he didn't get his contract this year.
Yeah.
And,
well, he showed it.
He wants a fully guaranteed contract like Deshaun Watson. So the full, like 260 fully guaranteed.
Sure.
Will the Baltimore Ravens pay that? That's the problem. They didn't pay it this year. What makes them gonna, you know, we'll see.
Well, they lost. They could have won that playoff game, or they could have won that game if he was there. So that's the reason why they pay him.
There were a lot of people saying that he was good, but he was looking out for himself and didn't want to risk re-injuring himself. The fact that this is his free agency year, so I don't blame him. But been pretty cool to see him play for that spot.
Yeah, I don't blame him either.
Yeah.
But if he's a free agent, and to me, another team is going to give him a fully guaranteed contract, I would go there because there was no loyalty with the Ravens. So even if the Ravens offered a fully guaranteed, it's like, and another team offered the same contract fully guaranteed, I'm going to the other team. Alrighty, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, man. This is the conference finals. Remember, you got to pick four picks now. You got to pick the spread and the over and under.
Sure.
But let's recap last week. Vit, you came in at 1-3 again. You took the Chiefs minus 8.5 versus the Jags and lost.
Barely.
The Giants plus 7.5 versus the Eagles and lost.
Trash.
You took the Bengals plus 5.5 versus the Bills and won, and then you took the Cowboys plus 4 versus the Niners and lost. So for the playoffs, your overall record is 2-6 for a 25% winning percentage.
Sheesh.
I know, man. Two sharks and a guppy. I have to rename this podcast. I went 2-2. I'm holding steady. I took the Bills minus 5.5 versus the Bengals and lost. The Cowboys plus 4 versus the Niners and lost. The Jags versus the Chiefs under 53 and won. And the Giants versus the Eagles under 48 and won. So I'm 4-4 with an overall 50% winning percentage. And Mr. Moneybags over there went 3-1. He took the Jags plus 8.5 versus the Chiefs and won. The Jags versus the Chiefs under 53 and won. The Bengals versus the Bills under 49 and won. And he lost against the Cowboys plus 4 versus the Niners. His overall winning record is 5-3 for a 62.5 winning percentage.
Just continuing the trend, man. The number is looking like the same to me.
Yes, sir. But this is the game, man. This
Man.
is the week.
No, this is the week, big week. I'm about to win regular season and playoffs. Never been done before. Love it.
Okay, so we did agree, like, after this week, based on if there's a theoretical chance that one of us can still beat you, we go on to the Super Bowl. You pick the team and the over and under. But if, for some reason you handily win, then you win. All right. So with that, Mr. Vitt, do you do the honors of this week's picks first?
Oh yeah, I'm making it real nice and easy. I'm just gonna say I'm not even gonna explain anything at all. So,
Over,
because
it's over.
I do a great job explaining these past 2 weeks going in depth, and it just hasn't even done anything. It just makes me look bad in the long run. So I'm just gonna go ahead and set the picks. Hopefully, go 4-0. Hopefully, Scott goes,
One and
1-3,
three.
and put me in the mix. So, yeah, I got Niners and the under. And I got Chiefs in the over.
Niners versus the Eagles under.
Yeah, Niners and under, and then
Yeah, you got the
Chiefs
Niners and
in the
under
over.
again.
46.5, right?
Believe so. Or
Yeah,
four,
46. Yeah, 46.5, and then I think what you got for the Bengals, 47.
47 and a half.
Yeah,
40.
47.5, and then Chiefs getting 1, and then Niners getting 2.5, right?
Yeah. But you want the over for the Bengals game, right?
Yeah, I went over for the Bengals
Yeah.
game.
Oh, okay.
Well, you got a good chance because
What about your other two picks, sir? That you only got two.
what
You
you
said the
mean? I already told
Niners
you.
and Chiefs. Niners and Chiefs.
Oh, so and you're taking the Niners
Oh, I
and the
mean, you have
Chiefs.
to. There's no other
Okay.
option.
Yeah. You have to pick the team in the over under. There's only two games.
No, but you're taking the Niners
Plus two and a half.
plus 2.5.
Yeah, come on, rookie. Niners
Okay.
under. Right. So he's over. Come on now.
Right, man. Okay, let me see. You're taking the Chiefs plus
And the
one.
over. Yeah, plus one and the over.
I like it, man. That's why you're gonna lose next week. Because I'm just against my picks, I'm just gonna say they are who we thought they are. I'm just gonna go with the favorites. I'm taking the Eagles minus 2.5 versus the Niners. And then I'm taking the Bengals minus one versus the Chiefs. And then for the over and under, I'm taking the Eagles and the Bengals, both games under the under. And my reasoning for the Eagles, minus 2.5, they're just an overall better team. And even though the Niners have a dominant defense, Brock Purdy, he was looking, he was looking against a high powered offense like the Eagles. He's not going to be able to keep up point for point. I think that as the playoffs progresses, the momentum of the game is just getting a little bit too much for Brock Purdy. I mean, he did okay, but he can't carry a team just yet. And then for the Bengals, I'm taking the minus one for the Bengals. It looks like Patrick Mahomes might play, but he's not going to be nearly as effective as he was without the injury. And if you saw the Chiefs-Jags game, Patrick Mahomes, when he can't scramble, he is a human quarterback. He's not superhuman anymore. He's got to stay in the pocket and make those throws, and he can't create that extra 1 or 2 second differential to let his man, get open and then make that throw anymore. So it's going to be a lot different, a lot tighter, and a lot different ball game than if he was fully healthy. So yeah, those are my picks.
That's what everyone thinks. I think the script is already there for everyone to take the Bengals. I mean, I looked at it too. I like the Bengals. We talked about it before. I like Joe Burrow. That's my guy. But I just think, Chinese New Year. Last year was the year of Tiger. The year of Tiger has ended, so it's not going to be them again. All the stat as far as Joe Burrow has been undefeated against the Chiefs. That's more reason to take them. The ankle injury, as you talked about, that plays a big factor too to sway the public to go that way. But I think Patrick Mahomes is going to be completely fine. They have the advantage of playing at home. It's going to be a close game, but Chiefs, another Super Bowl, and against the Niners.
Well, I'm agreeing with Vic there. So, there's only two games to pick. So you really, the really, you
It's
got it,
really
man.
on.
Yeah,
It's really on.
it's really on
Because
you.
if you agree with me, then there's really
Yeah, it's
no
over for
chance.
you. I mean, I can't help but agree with you because we don't have two games, right? So it's like impossible to go opposite. I like the Eagles versus the Niners too. Eagles led the league in turnovers. They're gonna sack him, make him turn the ball over. Brock Purdy had hit his run, and I think that the offense of the Eagles, they look good, man. So I'll take the Eagles too, and I'll actually take the Chiefs too. I think everything that you just said, Uncle Ann, everyone's gonna be thinking about what happened last week, and this is a league where last week doesn't matter. Every week is a new week, so I'll gladly take the Chiefs. And then I got actually the under for both games too.
So what you're telling me is I can only beat you by one game. I can tie you potentially.
You can
Well, no,
essentially tie me.
this sets it up for if it goes to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's picking three of the same games as me. So unless my, our only differential is what,
One.
the Bengals and the, yeah. So if the Bengals win, then we go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so yeah, either I'm up by two at the end of this week or we're tied. So either way, we could go to the Super Bowl, but I don't even think we could. If I'm up two games and we only got one game, like this is impossible for you to come back.
I see how you playing it, sir. Nice and safe.
Yeah, those are my picks, man. I'm Mr. 62% for a reason.
Yeah.
Let's throw in a screwball there just to, give me a chance.
Why we gotta give you a chance, man?
Or just because y'all have the same three picks, it kind of differentiated a little bit. So what about if for both of those games we get to pick who the first touchdown scorer is? If it's right, it's considered an extra win, but if you're wrong, it doesn't like go against you or anything. What do you think about that?
No, I would say if you want to hop back into this, we can do like a side bet, like a Super Bowl prediction for like who wins and then who has the closest score prediction. And then we could do side money on that.
I don't want side
No.
money. I want the main money.
It's too late for you, mommy. You're 2-6.
Horrible.
Unless we flop and what well, we got two opposites this week. We got three opposites, right?
Well, essentially, what I can go
Two
four and
opposites,
zero,
two and two and two. Yeah,
y'all can still go. Both of y'all can still go 1-3, right?
we can go
No,
two and two.
because y you and Scott are picking two games are the same, so at best you can go two and
Oh,
two.
Chiefs and under. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So unless you wanna,
Go opposite all of me.
yeah, opposite everything of him.
Let me take a look here real quick. Hold on.
You just have to. That is your curveball. Just you got to
That
do
is
the
your
Hail
only chance,
Mary.
yeah.
Yeah, at this point, it's just kind of going based off of you guys. It don't really matter what I like because it's not really going to benefit me.
But what I would say, maybe you don't have to pick two games different. Just one of them would be different.
Just
Because if
one.
he went 3-1 and he went 1-3 or 0-4, then
Yeah, just one of them.
no, he would have to go 1-3.
Let's
Just
see.
go for the gusto, man. Pick two, go both of them
No,
opposite.
I'm just gonna change the I'm gonna take the
We
over. I'm gonna take the over on the Niners game then.
still got that rule
That is
implemented, one change only per week.
actually doable because the Eagles can just blow them out. Like they did with the Giants. Because one thing of I don't know. The Niners, they have been averaging 30 points a game, but Vit pointed out last week they really haven't played anybody. So I don't know how they would react if they're down by two touchdown because they're a great defensive team, but I don't know if they're built to score fast, and come back.
Spot on, spot on. I've never seen them trail and have to come back. So that could be the script. That could be Eagles first half. All right, slam it.
So
Yeah, give me the
what
over.
happens if the Bengals win and they go to the Super Bowl 2 years in a consecutively? I don't know. I really haven't been giving Joe Burrow his due, but man, if he makes it Super Bowl 2 years in a row, it's like in his third year.
Nobody remembers that guy that went to the Super Bowl back to back and lost.
I remember. Well, I forget his name
No,
already.
I know a guy who went to Super Bowl back to back and lost. His name was Jim Kelly.
Yeah,
Yeah, Jim Kelly,
he did
Buffalo
it four
Bills. Yeah.
times.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't remember who that is.
At all, exactly.
Yeah. So what do we do if the Bengals make it to the Super Bowl? Are we paying Kevin
We
$100
have
too?
to.
Yeah,
I
we
totally
did.
forgot about him. He texted me and I was like, "What the hell are you talking about right now?" And then he screenshot me. I was like, "Oh, I'm, for some reason, I was just thinking it was just between us three."
How did we let him pick the Bengals, anyways? No one.
How do you
Well,
mean
that's a smart
how?
bet.
What do you
What
mean?
do you mean?
What do you mean how?
How?
I think we
Well,
were
I
making
mean,
fun of him.
they made it to the Super Bowl last year.
We made fun of him. We're like, teams don't go back to back. And then
That is true.
let's not forget the Bengals started off poopy, so we was not worried about that.
Yeah. No, if he wins, then we have to pay him too.
And y'all gotta pay me the regular season and the championship too.
Sheesh.
That's a lot of monies.
Was
I'm
it? Is
picking.
100? Is 100 in both? Yes.
All three. 100 for all three, actually.
I know.
Well, no, I'm not even talking about the Kevin thing, but
Yeah,
just
100 for
for
both.
sheesh. I gotta make sure I hit pretty big this week.
You need it.
14 teaser loading up.
Load
So
it up.
you're thinking the Niners and the Chiefs will make it to the Super Bowl?
That three what three four like 3 4 years ago rematch.
Oh yeah, interesting. No, I think it's
No.
the Eagles. I mean,
Yeah.
they've been pretty consistent and fairly dominant the whole season, and I don't think that's gonna change.
Has there ever been a rookie to go to the Super Bowl?
No.
Yeah.
Who? Yeah,
Who?
there
Has
who?
Ben Roethlisberger?
No,
No, he said his second year.
he won his second year.
There has been a rookie that made it to the Super Bowl, I guarantee it.
N
No way.
guarantee?
Yeah.
I heard
Yeah.
guarantee. Here comes Google. Google, ChatGPT.
For sure. And it's probably not even that long. Oh, no? Okay, never mind then.
Yeah, I
Never.
don't
He
think so.
says
He would be
won the
the
Super Bowl. Oh, made the Super Bowl either?
I don't even think made a Super Bowl. If you consider Kurt Warner a rookie
Oh,
because
yeah. That's what they said. If you consider the only two that you consider their rookie year to actually w win a Super Bowl, not only make it, was Kurt Warner and Tom Brady.
Yeah, no, his first year?
First year, yeah.
Yeah.
As starting QBs.
So that was, but technically that was Tom Brady's second year in the league, right?
Yeah,
Yeah,
it was the
because
second year.
he sat all in the first year, but then he actually got to start his second year. So they're considered like that. And then Kurt Warner was not your typical, rookie. Like, the man was bagging groceries and stuff. He was already old ass.
Nice.
Old man. This is an
Well, yeah, that
official
was
true rookie to do
I'm slamming Eagles this week then.
it. Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to go against the Eagles. I'm not gonna lie. Like
Yeah.
after seeing them last week,
Yeah.
they're just so efficient. It seems like they have every part of the game pretty much down. Defense are
Yeah.
nice.
No.
Offense moves smoothly.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts is a hell of a leader. I mean,
Right.
pretty much we buried that conversation. So Jalen Hurts is
But
definitely the guy to build a team over Tua.
yeah,
If
I
they
picked them for this year.
I don't trust them to win it though. I'll tell you that right now.
I mean, this could be a possible two Chiefs, Eagles Super Bowl, Andy Reid against his old team. Pretty interesting storyline.
Yeah, I can't picture Mahomes losing Super Bowl like back to back. Well, he didn't lose
Oh yeah.
last year, but like the year before that. Bad.
To the Bucks. Oh yeah, bad. He
Bad.
that was probably the worst statistical game I've ever seen Patrick Mahomes play. Like, it looked fake. Like, he didn't even score a touchdown. That's how bad it was.
Yeah, that was locked up, bro. The Bucks defense was on one that year.
Oh yeah, they were.
So another question, who do you think is the best quarterback coming out of the draft that the should be the number one quarterback taken?
I say Bryce Young.
No, mark my words, it is the CJ Stroud.
Nah, don't overhype him, man.
Bryce Young, he's good, but he's frail.
I'm gonna go on a limb and just say Will Levi.
Who?
Will Levi?
Will Levi, the Kentucky quarterback.
Nah, bro. That's
Yeah,
way off. That's way off.
I don't trust Ohio State's or Alabama quarterbacks, man.
Is it the QB that just won the championship for Georgia? Is he declared in the draft too as well?
Stetson Bennett, probably he's gonna do like
Yeah, but
28 by next year.
he is not, he's not even like a top five rated quarterback.
No.
It's not
Well,
hard. I mean, he's a serviceable average quarterback, but when you have
oh yeah, they
first
don't even
round
have
draft
him.
picks across the defensive line, offensive line, linebackers, secondary, receivers, it's not hard to look,
Yeah.
good.
They don't even have him like ranked top 10 quarterback coming out to this draft. That's sad. And this man won two rings.
Oh,
You
come on.
guys.
No, the Georgia Bulldog won two rings. It's not like he carried him on his back.
That's
That's
true.
true.
That's true.
I'm glad we recorded this meeting because in the football season next year, when we ask about who Will Levi's is, y'all gonna
Will
definitely
Levi.
know.
I'm talking. It was like, is that Levi James Jones? What are we talking about?
I looked it up. He's the fourth best ranked QB out of the draft right now.
Exactly.
So, one being Bryce Young, and then two being CJ Stroud. So
He's a sleeper. Like I knew Justin Herbert was going to be good, even though he wasn't a top quarterback. Took him because he had a bad year, but I knew like skill set wise, he was the truth.
well,
Out of
he was the
Oregon.
second overall quarterback taken. And there was talk that he could have been the first.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Second?
He was the second overall. Yeah, he was like the fifth pick overall.
No.
Or the sixth pick.
No, we got Joe Burrow.
Oh, really? In the same
We got
draft?
Joey.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh,
Same draft class.
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Five teams passed on Joe Burrow. I don't know. Tua got picked before him too, right?
Yeah, because the Miami like fell in love with the the Bama hype of Tua.
Well, there you go, man. Jay Herbert. Probably the
Yeah.
best. Not Joe Burrow is as good.
Yeah. Because as good as Herbert is, I don't know. I feel like he's just missing a little something to take him over the
Yeah.
top. And that separates, Joe Burrows and Herbert. But of course, Herbert, I mean, Joe Burrows has like three number one receivers to throw to, so that doesn't hurt.
Yeah, true that.
All right, well, mark my words. We have to give quarterbacks, people drafted at least 3 years in the league to kind of see how
Yeah.
they pan out. But I'm saying CJ Stroud's going to be a lot better
He is solid
than
though. That is a solid QB right there, though.
the same thing.
He's got the all the size intangibles, right?
Yes.
He's 6'3", 230,
He's single.
225.
He single-handedly almost beat Georgia. Georgia got lucky at the very end there with
Correct.
that kick. So, I mean, he was very impressive that game, even they lost. He was unstoppable. They couldn't stop him.
I like Bryce Young. He can make all the throws too.
Yeah.
He throws good with anticipation,
He knew, and
but he's too
one thing,
frail.
he's too
yeah,
little to me too.
yeah.
But
He's like
he makes
five,
good decisions though.
11,
He makes
one.
really good, great decisions though, and he was
So does
under-recruited.
Mac Jones.
Yes, he
That's
makes
true.
good decision, but when you get killed by a 300-pound D lineman,
Yeah.
you're like he's like 190. You ain't gonna last long in the league.
It's the system, man. Some of these schools are the system. That's why I like to take a good quarterback at a bad school.
All
righty, man. We shall see.
Sounds good.
Any other Nostradamus picks? Looks like the Cowboys are going to lose their defensive coordinator. That's going to suck for the
Quinn?
Cowboys. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I wish we can regain him. I'd rather get rid of Kellen Moore and keep Quinn. Yeah, it's gonna suck. It's gonna be a bad off season. I'm telling you that right now. There's a lot of question marks in the air right now about this team.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing about the Cowboys. I mean, they really had a great chance this year. Like, as I thought if they could beat the 49ers, they have a really good shot of winning the Super Bowl because I thought they match up well with the Eagles, but their window of opportunity is going to start closing, by losing Dan Quinn, their defensive coordinator. Of course, they don't have a running back, Ezekiel, and yeah, 1 year older, man. Gotta grab it while you can.
That's true.